Welcome to Bible Line, a ministry of Calvary Community Church. Our podcast is dedicated to the clear teaching of God's Word. We aim to help people find Jesus Christ and train believers through the study of the Bible. We would love to feature your questions on the show. You can email us at questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to calvaryoftampa.org/donate. Catch new episodes every Thursday. We pray today's episode is a blessing to you.
Hey, welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. And today's video is asking the question, can I choose to lose my salvation? This is a user-submitted question, and you can send in your questions too. Visit our website, BibleLineMinistries.org. You can follow the little path there and send a question, or you can just open up your email browser and send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. If you're here for the first time, we want to welcome you. Make sure you subscribe to the channel and turn on the notification bell. Like, comment, subscribe if you've been here before. We want to push and promote this channel, not for our success, but we want to reach people with the clear gospel of Jesus Christ, and you can be a part of that. Let's get into today's question. If God gives us free will to accept or reject his salvation, will he also allow us, by our free will, to renounce it and give it back and become lost again by our unbelief? Basically, can we choose to lose? It's an interesting question. It's operating off of man's free will, which man clearly has a free will. God holds man to that free will. And the answer is no, because you have to understand there's something that changes when you get saved. No, it's not your actions, your deeds, and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that can happen as a part of discipleship, which can only be done through proper salvation. But listen to what I'm saying. You are no longer your own when you believe on Jesus Christ for the full payment of your sins. I want you to look in your Bibles, 1 Corinthians in chapter 6. Paul's talking here to the believers in Corinth, and specifically he's talking about sexual immorality, but there's a principle that's taught towards the end of chapter 6. 1 Corinthians 6:19 says this, "What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirits, which are God's." So let me explain what this means here. This means that upon the moment of belief, because Paul's talking to believers here, your body, it's no longer your own. You are a purchased possession of God. So therefore, you can't choose to no longer be God's. You're God's child. You're his son or daughter from this point forward. That is set in stone. And the very sealing of the Holy Spirit is evidence of that event. Then we have a passage in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13. Let's look in Ephesians 1:13. "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise," verse 14, "which," the Holy Spirit, "is the earnest of our inheritance until." Now, the next phrase is important. Until when? We're sealed until when? And is there anything in this verse or anywhere else in the Bible that can show we can unseal ourselves, that we can cast the Holy Spirit out of ourselves? What does this verse say? "Until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory." Yikes. You can't choose to lose your salvation, which is really not a yikes at all. It's like great news. But this is proof that you're going to be God's child, and that is going to be redeemed upon the day of your death, or if we're raptured out of here. So no, you can't choose to lose your salvation. Once you exercise out of free will to place your trust in Jesus Christ, you become God's possession. Now you can kick and moan and groan and just be unhappy with your salvation, but that's not going to annul what was done. And what a great promise that is. We have no idea how we're going to finish our lives. You know, I don't know what's going to happen after we're done recording this video, but I do know my salvation is set and secure. And I believe all the people that want to lose their salvation after they're saved, if they really do feel that way now, they won't feel that way when they're in heaven. It'll all come out in the wash. But send in your questions. I hope this answers the question that we had today. And until next time, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. As a thank you to our listeners, we want to give away a free Bible every month this year. To enter, send us an email with your Bible question. Our email address is questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Be sure to subscribe to the show and check back each Thursday for new episodes. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.